We have lost a great man recently. Elder Tony Coney, a former veteran, a longtime leader at his First Nation level, a former chief, but more importantly for the youth of Saskatchewan, our First Nations youth. He had founded the First Nation Summer Games and Winter Games to showcase and encourage, to ignite and reignite the light in each and every one of those youth who participate in the games. We had the pleasure of visiting him here the last couple of weeks in Flying Dust, where he was able to spend time the whole week with all the athletes. He was a tremendous contributor to many First Nations. His legacy, his name will forever be etched in the memories of people across this country. For all the people, he had a positive impact. In talking to Perry this morning, National Chief Perry Bellegarde, he said, "Chief, I'm not gonna be able to attend a funeral, but can you say a few words on my behalf?" When I was a young boy in 1974, we participated in the Summer Games. And Tony was the driving force for Summer Games. And this is just one example. He said, "We come there and we didn't have much of a uniform. We lacked the funds to buy proper uniforms. But his tribal council, Yorkton Tribal Council, they were the talk of the town because they had uniforms, they had the colors. Many of us came with just a t-shirt and cut-off jean shorts. But I ran my butt off and I won the gold medal," he says. I said, "If it wasn't for that experience, it exposed my mind and my heart that there are other opportunities aside from Little Black Bear." So for all those children, all those youth who never get a chance or very rarely leave the First Nation, this exposes them to that life, those opportunities. It ignites a whole lot of curiosity, a whole lot of excitement for those youth that we can do this and we're going to do this. We're going to make a better life for ourselves.